He always has mercy for the sinner. And why do we preach? So that men and women can recognize the merciful God, the mercy of God, and turn to his mercy. I've come to tell someone this morning that there's a way God views you. Blessed. I was going to pick my scripture from there, but no, I will speak something else. But let me share this in 3 minutes. Do you know in Psalm 5 verse 12, it says, for thou shalt bless the righteous. Now, he's not saying that you will in future. No, what he was saying is that, look, you will always put your blessings on the righteous. Now, who is the righteous? That's the question. Exactly. Who is the righteous? So as far as the righteous is concerned, God connects the righteous by blessing. But you see, as ample, permit me, as much and even almost drowning as these blessings are, if you don't exercise faith, one will be like a thirsty man dying by drowning. He's so thirsty. He needs water, but he's dying or being drowned. How do you explain that? And that's why without faith, you cannot appreciate God enough to even see what he has done and what he has made available for you. That's why the Bible says that anyone that comes to him must believe that he is and that he will always reward. Look, there are certain things that when you know, they will shape your life forever. And that's why Christianity is not a ritual. It's not a club that we join. It's not a club that we belong to. I will put on the facade everywhere. No, 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 no. Christianity is reality. It's real life. God bless you. In John chapter 7, in line with our theme for this month, Oluwa pa mi lẹrin o. Oluwa pa mi lẹrin o mi o le. Jesu pa mi lẹrin o. Oluwa pa mi lẹrin o mi o le. What's the second one? That's the one. Jesu pa mi lẹrin ẹrin ayọ Oluwa pa mi lẹrin mo ri ẹrin Jesu pa mi lẹrin mo ri ẹrin Oluwa pa mi lẹrin. Jesus made me laugh and I laugh the laughter of joy. The Lord has made me laugh and I will never stop in laughing the laughter of joy. The Bible says rejoice and again I say rejoice. John chapter 7. Let me just take it from verse 37. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out saying, if anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow what? Rivers. Makatombo robo shende. Rivers of what? Living. Oh ho. Out of his heart shall flow. But this he spoke, or that I spoke, concerning the Spirit. Everybody say the Spirit. And here the Spirit is not small s, is it? Check your Bible, capital L's. So he spoke of the Holy Spirit. As a matter of fact, the Bible explains itself. Okay. But this, he spoke concerning the Spirit, whom those believing in him will receive. For the Holy, can you say? For who? The Holy Spirit was not yet what? Given. Because Jesus was not yet glorified. Praise the Lord. It was the last day of the feast. And I want you to remember, it was the last feast that he will witness as Jesus, the Son of God, walking the face of the earth. He had witnessed so many, at least 33 or 32. Come on. Okay, maybe up to age 6, he didn't know what he was doing. From age 7, he had witnessed so many. But he waited till the last feast and the last day. Then he watched all the rituals, which is good. Because the whole, please, don't make the mistake. You wonder why there's no power in Christianity. Because you want to live out of the Old Testament. You can't. The Old Testament will explain enough for you to see, to locate yourself in the epistles. And that's why you can always tie the stories of the Old Testament with the gospel and with the epistles. The epistles is where you live. It's the acts of the Holy Ghost in the church. That's the book. That's the beginning of the church. After this age, you are entering Revelation. He's coming back again. And so, out of our limited knowledge, we try to bring the types of the Old Testament and bring it to bear on the people. Forget it. It won't work. And where we can only do it, God will forgive us. But let me just quickly continue this. So he looked at all the patterns and all the rituals, and it was good. Everything there pointed to him. But many didn't know that then. And so when they had finished everything, and the priests were going and bringing the water and pouring it in there, and it was flowing, and I was still there. And he faced the crowd. And he shouted with, on top of his voice, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me." He didn't miss word. He was so decisive about it. He was so deliberate and specific. "Let him come to me and let him what? Drink. For he who believes," everybody say, "believes in," quote him, "in me." So he was so direct. "Come to me and drink of me. If you believe in me," that was Jesus. Somebody say, "Jesus." No other option. He made it clear. If anyone believes in me, what will happen to that person? Out of his belly shall what? Out of his belly shall what? Flow. Now, the question is this. Is there any believer in the house today? Okay, now I see. Not many. If there's a believer in the house, shout hallelujah. Hey. So the question then again is this. Could he be telling a lie when he said that? Are you sure? Are you sure? Then are you sure again that you are a believer?
Yes, sir.
Then the question, the third question, connecting question then is this. Do you know that something is flowing out of you? Do you know there's a river in you? Let me tell you, if you don't cause that river to flow, the river of the world will carry you. But when that river is flowing, you will swallow the river of the world. No. Come on. Many years ago, when I was in primary school, I was learning how to ride bicycle. And I would go. One day, my daddy had woken up. He was watching me. I didn't know. I must ride. So I fell. I got up. Then second day, I was coming, doing the same thing. Then I saw the tire was gone. So I was sad. So I was thinking of how I would fix it. I didn't know that I had to take it to a repairer. So I was thinking, but it must be fixed. It could be fixed. I can be fixed. I mean. So when he saw my agony and my struggle, he came out. Called me and I thought I was in trouble. No, I wasn't. He said, "I saw you yesterday. I saw you 2 days ago. I saw you were disappointed. Your tire is flat." I said, "Yes." He said, when you were taking the bike this evening, you thought you were dodging me. No, you weren't. I was watching you. Didn't you see the tire was not as tough as it should be?" I say, "Yes, it was a bit flat." He said, "Yes." He said, "If you are not strong enough from the inside, the outside will penetrate you. But if you fill it up, if it's properly gauged, the right pressure in there," he said, "most likely what punctured it will come down and you'll be flung away. But when you are soft enough to, then they punch you through." Jesus said, "Look, hear the principle. The principle is this. If you believe in me, a well that will flow from now to eternal life will begin in you. Out of your belly, out of your inner man, out of your heart, out of a hidden man of the heart, will flow rivers of living, not of death, not of failure, not of fear, of living waters.